This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stretch run here on G&D. No G, yes, Toby. He's hanging out for the duration. No idea how long GP is going to be out, but I bet you it's not just a day. That's what I got for you. Want to remind you guys that we're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condurian Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. A few minutes away from Cornelius Lucas, who GP caught up with down there in New Orleans, his hometown. Good interview there that's kind of left over from the Super Bowl. Thought we'd get that to you, a guy that played really well when called upon to do so for Washington. A free agent, might be somebody they bring back, probably wouldn't break the bank, but just another good piece to have kind of in case of insurance. So I thought this story was pretty interesting, and it sounds like it's already over, Tobes, in New York between Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. This wasn't going to work, but according to Sports Illustrated, which I guess is then according to Diana Rossini, the story is that if, with Aaron Glenn being hired and they're trying to change, do their own culture change up there, if Aaron Rodgers wanted to come back to the Jets, I don't know that he did, but if Aaron Rodgers wanted to come back to the Jets, he was no longer going to be allowed to do the Pat McAfee show. What's your reaction to that?
Good move by Aaron Glenn. Basically telling you, I don't want you back, but putting it on you, right? Like, basically right. Saying, you're not welcome back here, but it's your fault, by the way. It's not me, it's you. And also, I wouldn't want my quarterback going out there every single week, going on Pat McAfee and saying, Lord knows what. Like, it's one thing if he were just going on there every week, like, you know, there are quarterbacks all around the country that go on with various radio stations or go on TV and talk every week. Obviously, they talk to the media. But it's one thing for that. It's another for someone to go on the Pat McAfee show and we're discussing everything under the sun. We're talking, obviously, football, but we're talking politics. We're talking stuff that we don't want to talk about, stuff that we don't want to, frankly, have to be asked questions about all year long about, hey, Aaron Rodgers said this on the Pat McAfee show. Aaron Glenn didn't want to have to be asked that one time. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, right. Aaron was saying this week about this. What do you think about that? He wants to focus on football, so good idea for Aaron Glenn to say, dude, kick rocks. If you want to come back, we don't want you back anyways, but we're going to blame it on you because you want to keep going on with your buddy Pat McAfee.
Yeah, people would hate playing for me. I'll tell you that right now. If old Randy Douillet was in charge, I would have the least fun organization there is. Now, there would still be plenty of room for media things. I mean, our show, quite frankly, one of the things that really made it for us very early on was that we got Kirk Cousins to do a weekly spot before he was the starting quarterback. Then he gets named the starting quarterback, and he stayed on with us for multiple years. Turned down more money. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to say that, but whatever, I'm saying it. Turned down more money to do different opportunities because he was loyal to us, which was awesome, which was really, really cool. That really helped Grant and I an awful lot. So I think there's room for that, right? The radio appearance. But when it turns into something else, to your point, and Aaron Rodgers, at this stage, is incapable of a, hey, that second and seven, what'd you see? Right? That third and four where you went to Devontae Adams on a back shoulder, what was the read there? They can't just have a football conversation. It's got to be, Aaron, you think you're the smartest guy in the room. Tell me about, I don't know, foreign policy. Or tell me what, should we be, that annexing this country or something like that? You know what I mean? Like, enough. It can never just be not a distraction. So things that are going on around the world right now, I totally understand that you don't want to restrict these guys who are their own independent contractors and their own brands and got to be responsible for putting food on the table once their really short careers are done. But if I'm in Dallas, Micah Parsons, you can't do that stuff anymore. Because yes. Now it's we're getting asked questions about what you were talking about on your thing, which is very different than doing a regular media appearance. Does that make sense? Like, I know it's probably not fair, but the instant it you know, when things go bad, everybody's asking us about it. When things aren't going great or things are going great, it becomes something that is now a distraction that's taking away from our thing. So we're not doing that. I got provisions in every contract that we're not going to nightclubs. You want to go to the local watering hole, grab a pint or two, that's just fine and dandy. We're not going to nightclubs. I don't know how many people have to have incidents at nightclubs, be they Paul Pierce getting stabbed or Thabo Sefolosha breaking a leg, for us to say, maybe this isn't the best element to be around. I'm telling you, no one would like playing for me except people that love football so much and realize you only get a few years to do this. You got infinite years to go to your dumb nightclubs, but I digress. So to me, this is a – I didn't mean to cut you off, Tubbs, but to me this is a – I understand this one, right? Like, I would never tell C.J. Mosley, hey, you can't go on the radio every week. Or Terry McLaurin, don't come on with Grant and Danny. That's not – that makes sense. Brian Robinson, you should go on with the Junks. That's very different to me. And I don't know how to phrase it well enough to say the difference. I just know it when I see it.
Yeah, I mean, talk football. Like, there's a few people, maybe, that I would rather hear talk football than Aaron Rodgers. Because when Aaron Rodgers talks football, it's very insightful. It's very good. It's very well thought out. You learn something every time he's talking X's and O's and just talking football. But he so rarely talks football. Like, I mean, the guys that I'd rather hear are like when Brady actually breaks it down or when Peyton mm-hmm. breaks it. Like, he's in that sort of realm, but he never talks about football. And this new era of athlete podcast, I'm 100% with you on those. Like, Micah Parsons is having a losing season, and he's talking with Darius Slay about Jaden Daniels after they just lost a football game. What the heck are we doing? Like, could you imagine if your team sucks and you have to go on and your defensive end is talking about someone else and how good they got it and all this? No. Like, I don't know where we got to the point that that's fine. I'm all for player media. I think some of this stuff is really cool when they're talking about various things, but there's got to be a line, and Parsons has gone over that line, in my opinion, and the way that he's doing things, it almost seems like he wants to be more podcaster than NFL player, and he's a heck of an NFL player.
He's great.
He's someone that I would love to have here as a player, but I don't know that I'd want to deal with the podcast.
Yeah, I'll come get you out of Dallas, but you ain't doing the podcast. Still want to come?
Yeah. Yeah, and Rodgers has done that to the nth degree, right? At least with Parsons, it's talking with other dudes and mainly talking football. Rodgers, I don't know that Rodgers wants to play football. It's like his occupation, but he wants to do everything else. And he's such an interesting guy. I don't know what has gone. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch. He's someone that I covered for a little bit of time when I was in Wisconsin, and his press conference was very interesting because he gave you well thought answers, and he was very picky on what he said. Like, he's someone that's incredibly interesting. He's polarizing, but I wouldn't want him as a part of my football team, especially at this point in his career when on the football field, I think Aaron Rodgers, in order for him to succeed, he needs to be Aaron Rodgers that is 26, and he's not. He won't let you run your offense. He wants to run his offense, and his offense revolves around Rodgers being able to do Rodgers things, which he can no longer do.
Yeah, exactly. The 2016 Rodgers ain't walking through that door. Want to get you guys this. Grant caught up with Cornelius Lucas, Washington swing tackle, guy that's played really well in his hometown in New Orleans around the Super Bowl. Wanted to get this out to you guys before it kind of became too past date. So this is a great conversation. GP and Cornelius Lucas.
Cornelius Lucas, Radio Row, Super Bowl 59. What a season, man. You guys got DC excited and back in love with this football team, and you made a run all the way to the NFC Championship game. When you look back, how do you sum up 2024?
How do you sum up 2024? A year of enjoyment, a year of loving the game of football. Kind of bittersweet how we went out, but at the end of the day, who expected us to even get that far? It was a hell of a year, man. The most fun I've had in 11 years of football. You know what I'm saying? Playing with five. Can't really put it into words. It was just that monumental.
when you talk about how you went out, that's kind of what we were trying to make sense of the last couple of weeks now, is the team was so good and hot, and then to end it that way and maybe one of the worst performances of the year, like, how should we feel? How long did it take you to kind of get that taste out of your mouth?
I'm still getting that taste out of my mouth, just for the simple fact that I'm in the mix of all this, and I got to see that Kelly Green strapped over everything. kind of burns me up a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's about competition. The better team won that day. Would I like to get it back and have a rematch versus them and see who comes out better? Yeah, but that's how I ended this year, man. That's how I ended.
You mentioned one of the joys of the season, your words, was playing with five. How soon did you know Jaden Daniels was going to be special?
No lie, probably the first time he took one reps.
Really?
Yeah, like, being in the league for so long, you see a lot of first-rounders come in, and they have a learning curve. There was no learning curve with him. Like, ever since day one, he came in audibling, getting us in order, checking us, running the tempo, did everything he needed to do and more. And as a rookie quarterback, you don't see that often. And so ever since the first reps, I was like, okay, this guy, something's up with this guy. He's special.
Did you think it was odd at all at the start of training camp that they hadn't named him a starter and kind of made him go through whatever that process was with Marcus? Or did, as a veteran player, did you like that?
I like it because you never just want to come in and just give a guy the reins without proving himself. And in this game, you have to prove yourself. You gotta put the hard work in. And that's what he did. He came in, he worked every day, and he showed the team why he should be a starter. And then he continued to do it every week.
Cornelius Lucas with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. For you personally, you played on both sides, set tackle. You moved all over the place. Kind of next man up whenever they needed you as a swing man playing multiple positions. Mm-hmm. And you got to play a lot. Uh-huh. And when you play, there was no downgrade. I mean, people were saying, let's get this guy in the lineup as a starter full time. What'd you make of your season?
I wish I could have got a little bit more spin. But as a swing tackle in this league, sometimes it's how it plays out. Sometimes you play more, sometimes you play less. I definitely view myself as a starter. I wish they viewed me as a starter, but I enjoyed my role with the team. I had the most fun this year playing football. And I feel like I put some really good tape out there.
Do you think sometimes, I don't want to say typecast, but you know, you've been in the league now a long time in this role, where it's almost like the film, when you watch it, is like, oh, this guy plays like a starter.
Yeah.
But just like you're almost labeled like a swing tackle.
The shackles of being a swing backup tackle, man. Like, it's like people know I'm consistent. People know the product I put on the field, and it's just like, they're constantly trying to better that.
Right.
Yeah, like, what can we get better than that?
Well, like, as an example, like, if I'm looking at the depth chart right now, because you're a free agent.
Yes.
And I'm going, okay, at right tackle, maybe they're looking to go add a piece or whatever. I know if you're the right tackle, they're fine.
Yeah.
But it's like, are they going to try to go spend on a guy that's, you know, a premium Pro Bowl type or whatever? But, like, you, I mean, even with the guys on the roster, like, kick Wiley inside or have you start or whatever, wouldn't, to me, you could play right tackle. But I think that's how everyone views it, is they're like, oh, they got Lucas, but it's just, it's almost like it's like an actor who's been in a bunch of movies as a cop.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we think of you as a cop, you know?
Yeah, man, it's like.
But when you play well.
Yeah, and I feel like a rocket every time. Like, I'm just a bottled up rocket. Every time I get my chance to go out there, I want to show people why I should be out there. You know what I'm saying? That's my motivation every time I touch the field. And I've been motivated like that since coming into the league, coming in undrafted. Nobody gave me a shot. And I love surprising people, and I love people discovering me over and over again. Like, who is this guy?
Why do you feel like in the second half of the season you guys struggled to run the ball so much?
Ooh, did we?
Yeah, the numbers. Toward the end, yeah. Was it? That's funny. Did we? Well, I'll say this. If you add Jaden's rushing totals, you guys were fine. I'm talking about the traditional run game with the backs.
What was the win and loss column? What did that look like?
Well, you won a lot of football games. Yeah.
All right then, man. Sometimes you got to throw the ball to open up the run. And sometimes you got to run the ball to open up the throw. And sometimes it just happens how it happens, man. And that's how it happened this year.
Yeah.
But we'll see next year how good we run the ball.
You mentioned next year. I mean, do you plan on being back? Do you want to be back?
It's not even a question, for sure, 100%. Washington, re-sign me. I'm here, willing and able. I'm ready to get active.
You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
If there's starting opportunities elsewhere, I mean, is that like more of a motivation, or you just kind of love 100%. The operation?
We gotta bring it to the table and see how each situation fits me. But like I said, I've been in Washington for the last 5, and yeah, hopefully I can retire there. But I'm not opposed to going anywhere, man. I'm just excited for what's in front of me.
Cornelius Lucas on G&D. Why do players love Dan Quinn so much?
Because he's a player's coach.
What does that mean, like in the way that he operates?
There's some coaches that dog you out, like don't let up, keep their foot on the gas, and it's up to you to recover. With DQ, it's up to him to keep us fresh. That makes sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, he keeps us fresh. That's his main focus, is get our work in and recover. I've never seen a program spend so much money on recovery, spend so much time, valuable time on recovery.
Noticeably different from the recent years?
Noticeably different, wow, man. Like, just in the amount of massages, just in how practice is structured, the way that the year went, with the amount of time he gave us to recover, that was like on our number one and our forefront of like just being fresh each week.
Bobby Johnson, the O-line coach.
That hire,
he probably don't pay attention to this kind of stuff. It got a little bit of heat. It was the only guy that they hired that people were like, what? Because with the Giants, their O-lines had struggled. Uh-huh. And people, I guess, blamed him. But you guys, he ended up seemingly doing a really good job.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people don't notice, but Bobby was the first person to call me in free agency for the draft. And he brought me into Detroit where I started off at. So when they signed him, I knew I was in for a treat.
Oh, wow.
Because Bobby's a real hands-on guy. He knows ball. He can connect with his players in a special way. And I just knew once he signed, I was like, yeah, I'm going back. I'm going back because I know I'm going to get some good coaching.
Would you rather run game like pancake a dude, or pass game just lock up like Myles Garrett one-on-one and just anchor and have him?
My specialty is definitely pass pro, but in run blocking, when you get somebody on their back and you just lay on top of them and take your time getting up and press on their face as you get up, nothing's better than that, man. But also in pass pro, having a guy frustrated because every move he's throwing at you doesn't work, and you're just over there clipping your fingernails, hanging out. Yeah, man, it's pleasure in both of them.
Which O-line, man, when y'all go out to O-line dinner, puts away the most food?
Nick Elgretti.
Oh, that's not even surprising. Yeah. I love Nick.
The guy's a true Italian. He loves food. He loves ketchup. Next time you guys see
him, he's a ketchup guy?
40 ounces. About 40 ounces, yeah.
Stop.
That's an ongoing joke in the O-line room, but
that's hilarious.
Next time you see Nick, man, bring him a family-sized bottle of ketchup.
I will do that at training camp.
All right, I appreciate it, man.
All right, and then lastly, when you guys get together, who's the comedian?
We got a lot of funny guys, man. I add to it a little bit. Trent Scott adds to it, man.
He's the only one that caught a touchdown this year.
Right, man, right. The year that I didn't play jumbo tight end, was the year that they called the play. Yeah, but shout out to Trent, man. Shout out to all the guys you got in line. We got a really good O-line group, man, and I want to be back to hang out with the guys and keep it going.
Appreciate you, Cornelius.
Appreciate you, man.
That's a lot of fun here at GP Catch Up with Cornelius Lucas. You see why I wanted to play that for you guys. The theme there, Tobes, we don't have a ton of time to talk about it, but the joy in sport, yeah, in a pro sport where it's cutthroat, millions of dollars, and the injuries happen, and everything is so hard. Everybody had that joy this year, and you could see how much it meant to the guys.
Yeah, gotta love Big Luke. I mean, they wanted to play for each other. Pretty obvious how much those guys in the locker room were close and tight for one another. So really cool to hear that interview with GP and Big Luke.
Yeah, that was very neat. So hoping GP feels a lot better tomorrow, although frankly I doubt it. Tobes, thanks to you for hanging out. I'm sure I will see you mañana. For Corporate Clear, for keeping the lights on and the internet bill paid, thank you very much to him. Darius, everybody back in studio, you guys out and about, please be safe. This snow is real, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow at 2 p.m. See ya.
Thank you for coming.